agent-based modeling, the micro-level approach to simulation. We will delve a little deeper into the idea of agent-based modeling. The focus is on the individuals of the model. If you have fox and lemmings, you model the fox as an entity. What does it do? What is its interest? What makes it die? What makes it move? And similarly, for the lemming, we define what the lemming does independently of the fox model. So, using agent-based modeling, we're able to focus on a high level of detail, establishing autonomous agents. This also gives a straightforward, object-oriented implementation. We can define the agents as objects, focus on each class of objects, implementing each one carefully with appropriate behavior. Then we instantiate, we run the simulation, and we just see what happens. So, let's discuss what the agent is. The agent lives in some kind of environment. Very often, the global environment is out of reach. So what we should focus on is just a local environment, the neighborhood where the agent lives. If the agent is able to see 100 meters, say maybe in the forest, that 100-meter radius is the relevant environment. The global environment out beyond 100 meters is just irrelevant to the agent. So the local environment, the neighborhood here, is defined simply as the range with which the agent can interact. The agent will of course have some kind of... So each agent is an autonomous process. We have been talking about that rule set which defines the behavior. On one hand, we have the input, the perception of the surroundings, which is processed by the agent, and the result is some kind of output or actions on the environment. And every agent has a rule set defining this process. That rule set may be more or less intelligent, more or less complex. You can use logic, principles of logic, principles of artificial intelligence, depending on the modeling scenario you have. All of this will normally happen inside some kind of neighborhood. Very rarely the agent will be able to observe the global state of the world. In almost all cases, the perception is limited to some kind of neighborhood. There are different kinds of agents and many design choices to make in modeling. The rule set the agent uses may be deterministic or probabilistic. Maybe the rabbit always runs in exactly the opposite direction when it sees a fox. Maybe it runs in a random direction. The agent may be learning or not. Maybe the rule set changes based on experience. Maybe it's static. Agent may be stationary or mobile. It may change its environment by moving in the landscape, or it may stay put. The perception the agent has of the environment may be exact, or it may be approximate. Maybe there is a lot of noise in the agent's perception of its surroundings. In agent-based modeling, it's important to remember that each agent is a model in its own right. So one should always take some time to discuss the nature of each individual agent. What are its capabilities? What are the instincts? What are the interests and objectives? This gives you a modular model. Each agent is modeled separately, and once you have all your agents, you can put them together in an environment, giving a straightforward implementation and simulation. Thank you.